Three Girls and Their Brother, a novel by Teresa Rebeck, narrated by Cassandra Campbell and David Drummond. Copyright 2008 by Teresa Rebeck. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Shea Earhart Books, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Philip. Chapter 1. Now that it's all over, everybody is saying it was the picture. That stupid picture was behind every disaster that would eventually befall my red-headed sisters. Not that anybody blames anybody. It's more like fate. The picture had to happen, and then everything else had to happen because the picture happened. But, you know, I'm like, the New Yorker calls you up and says we want to do this thing, take a picture of those girls, it's all set up, Herb Lang doing color for once because of all that red hair. Why doesn't anybody ask, is that really a good idea? For me, the question is, why would you go for that? Why not hurl yourself in the opposite direction, run for cover to Iowa or Ohio, any of those places where the most famous anybody ever gets is for, like, raising an especially gorgeous cow or something? I'm not saying it would have solved everything, but overall, I don't know anyone who could argue now that moving to Ohio would not have been a better choice than announcing in the New Yorker that my sisters were the it girls of the 21st century. Herb Lang is going to do us, Polly smirked. This is in the kitchen. All three of them are sort of lounging around. Daria's got her head in the refrigerator, and Polly is posing like some glamour...